Alrighty.
Alright, here we go. Giant Reek Podcast, episode number, what is this, is 80?
Hey man, let me go look real quick.
Oh no. Oh, wait, 80. God damn, I'm bugging. It's only 72. I'm
tripping. Oh, 72? Yeah, I figured we just got in the 70s, but yeah.
I'm wilding. Alright man, I don't know how much shit we got to talk about today. I really don't think that is much, again, but
yeah,
we gonna get through it. We'll start with the most important news. Last night, Drake dropped a new project called Dark Leak. Dark Lane Demo Tapes.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's a culmination of just this past year, all of the leaks and the little Lucy's that he's dropped. And most of it we've already heard, but in album form, it feels like it all flows. I really do like a lot of it. He shot a good percentage on here. The features are they're all right. I'm not too high on most of them, but
they're perfect. What are you talking about?
We got a bone with Esco, man.
They're perfect, man.
Esco said that
especially the future.
There
the
wasn't
future.
One bad song on there. He said there wasn't one bad song on there at all.
Yeah, you bugging out.
I don't think it's a bad song on there.
Pain 1993 is probably the worst Drake song I ever heard in my life, and that's not even like exaggerating it.
No,
like,
to the max.
Worse.
You're never playing to the max over Pain 1993.
I 100% am. I 100%.
No, Reek, you're gonna lie.
Man, at least on to the max, there's one part of the song I like. I don't give a
you
fuck.
You don't like
Drake rapping like
you
that.
Don't like.
I put some ice on my hand. Like, that was bro, fire. What? Yo,
yeah,
no, he never
yeah,
do that flow ever again, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
good.
But yeah, that flow is fire.
I hate it.
Yeah, I'm good.
You guys,
that's just the one thing that I guess I just don't like about Drake is that he dumbs himself down for other artists just to fit that.
That's not
song.
That's not dumb.
Yes, it is, bro.
No, it's not, man.
Look at all the Drake elite Drake records, bro. Does he sound like that? Hell no. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, no.
That shit is fire to me.
I'm good, dog. I'm good on that shit.
Now, okay, one song that grew on me that I didn't like last night was the Demon song. I don't give a fuck about Sosa Geek or whoever that is. That nigga stinks.
Yeah, but that's why you can just ignore those parts. I mean, I just changed the next song.
Even then, man, like I
do that.
I just hate that accent, man. Like that UK accent, I hate it. But
I hate it
for that particular song. Like it was okay. Like I was like I fuck with it. It's tolerable because the beat was so hard. So it was just like whatever.
He snapped, bro, because he's talking that shit too, though.
I have to go back and listen to the lyrics. Like for me, like. When it's a song that I'm trying to like, I'm not really listening to the lyrics first. It's just like how it sounds at first. And then I go back and try to listen to the lyrics if I really like the song. But yeah, that song is growing on me. D4L, it don't sound like it's mixed that well, but it's cool. It's
that
cool.
Shit is fire.
Bro, I don't know about fire, but it's
fire,
solid.
Bro.
It's solid. Fire, bro. It made my first cut of songs that I took off the album. So
just like you guys be giving me like 2 weeks and I'll change my mind. I'll give you 2 weeks and you'll probably change your mind.
D4L is okay, bro. I can already tell that's a song I'm not really going to like go back and like play a lot. That's just me,
nope.
Though. Now,
nope.
Now if we talk about losses, bro, that's probably one of the best Drake songs I've heard in years. Like,
yeah, that is special.
Yeah,
that's a real special record right there. That record is real special, man.
That's nice.
Earlier, we should have broke up for like a day or something so I could feel them lyrics, but like it still hit hard.
I feel them right now. That shit hit hard. I can't play this song too many times, but he got in that personal bag, like real deep.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Especially on that second verse.
Without feeling kinda. Anything.
That nigga did his thing.
That second verse was wild.
Yeah, he smoked that.
Yeah.
That's
and then the pops being on there, that was fire too.
Yeah,
I agree.
His dad being on there, like the little first part. Yeah.
What do y'all think he was talking about on that song?
I have no idea.
Probably had to be a family member or something.
Yeah, because some people were saying it was Georgia. And it was like, nah, this can't be Georgia. It can't be about a woman. He's talking about taking somebody under his wing and shit. Like, this is somebody that's, like, really, really close to him.
Because you see how the song starts when his dad talks about it. He's like, I made this song about my family.
Yeah.
And then he was like, if anybody don't like it, I don't give a fuck. And then he gets into the personal bag, and it's like, okay.
Yeah. It can't be Georgia. It just can't be. That shit, that was like 2-3 years ago that he was talking about that shit.
Yeah, I mean, he already had said what he had to say on Jaded about her. So it was like, why would you go back and talk about that shit again? Like, rap about it. Like, no, it's not that serious.
But check this out. If it is, then we got Jaded and we got losses out of it. He needs to continue talking about her because them shits is different.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact, man.
That's true.
That's special.
That's crazy.
Time Flies is fire.
Yeah, that song is great too. Well, Not You Too, bro. I just wish Chris Brown had a verse, but goddamn, that song is fire.
Oh my goodness, bro. That shit doesn't make any sense. How crazy that record is.
We've been waiting for that record since what? Last year?
No, it's been 2 years.
Yeah,
2018. One thing that I mean, I've been saying this, but I guess I might be like on like the opposite end of what everybody else believes, but I think maybe his projects haven't been better than they were before, but I think like he makes better music when he really tries to put the time in better than he did before. That's just me. I feel like he raps better and I feel like he sings a lot better than he used to.
His projects aren't really bad though. They just got too many songs. That's just the main issue.
Yeah, they're not bad, but for me it's definitely been a decline in the actual projects.
Yeah,
maybe not the songs because the songs that have been coming out recently are like some of the nigga best shit.
Yeah.
So are we talking about More Life and Scorpion? Because Views is fire.
Views is one of his best albums. I'll say that like without a care in the world. But More Life
and Scorpion. Then yeah, okay, I can feel what you guys are saying now.
Yeah.
I think to come off. All right, so I mean, even to do Nothing Was the Same, and if you're reading this and then go to Views, that's the drop off.
But Views was a different sound though.
I don't think that's a significant drop off.
No,
most people
not.
Think Views is like a top three album in his discography. So,
oh, them niggas is smoking crack.
Hold on, Ajay.
What's your top three?
You gotta leave.
I need you to state your top three right now.
Take Care is not in there, bro.
Give me Take Care over Views. That's just me.
It's okay. Hard. Okay. It's so hard. I'm not mad at it.
But where do you put Views? I just want to know where you put Views at. Because it can't be far from your top five. There's no way it's not in your top five.
Oh, no. It has to be in my top five. It's not my top three, though. It's four.
Well, what you talking about is a drop-off.
Because it is a drop-off. To go from Nothing Was the Same to If You're Reading This and then to Views is a drop-off.
Bro, those are three of his top four projects that he's made. How is that a drop off?
Because regardless of where the projects are numbers wise, take my list out of it. Just the quality of music, there's a drop off. Just because there's a drop off doesn't mean it's not better than Scorpion and More Life.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but saying there's a drop-off from those three albums, like,
but,
okay, you put them you put those three albums in another artist's discography, and it's like, damn, like, somebody gonna be like, damn, that's one of his, that's such his best, like, he has one of the best discographies, because those three albums are really, really good. Like, you could put those three albums and put them up against almost anybody's, and like they would compete.
And Views and Take Care are not that far from each other, and as far as quality.
I agree with that. I used to be really high on Take Care, but like now I don't know. That's one. I don't know. I guess that's one of the albums you really feel when you like a teenager or some shit. Like it now, was that growing moment. Up, and shit. Yeah, it was just, that was the right album for that particular moment. Like now, there's not a lot of songs that I'm gonna go back to and listen to off Take Care. Like Lord Knows, The Ride, Practice Is Fire, Shot For Me, the intro.
Like, come on, bro. You damn near naming the whole album, dog. Bro,
like, it's like 20 songs on the album.
That's 5 out of 20 songs. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Nigga, yeah. Keep going. Go ahead, keep going.
I'm done. Like, you expect me
but them 5 records right there is so different, dog. I just can't put Views over that. I can't, me personally.
No, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I get why people don't put it over that, but me, like, I don't know. I think I enjoy Views more than Take Care.
Yeah, I think you can go back to Views. I think you can pull Views out every summer if you wanted to.
Like, bro, that was the 4-year anniversary of it, like a couple days ago, and I went back and played it again. And bro, yeah. it still sounds really, really fresh. Like, it's crazy. Like, I love Keep the Family Close, bro. That shit right there is just so fire.
Bro, that shit in your headphones at the loudest level?
Bro.
Movie crazy. Type shit.
Hell, that's a fact. That's why people always say play that shit when it rains, because, bro, I swear to God, it just hits way, way harder when it rains. And I don't know why, but yeah. All in all, he's been, like, lately he's been, I feel like he's back, like, dropping, really good music.
Honestly, if we didn't hear any songs on this project yet, and he just dropped it, this shit will be even more better than, you know?
Yeah, that's why I kind of wish I would have held back on listening to the... If I would have known this was coming, I would have never, ever, like, rushed to go...
Listen to the leaks, right?
I would have listened to, you know, When to Say When or Chicago Freestyle, boom, that's fine. I want to listen to anything else, because if I don't know this coming, I'm not going to ruin the listening, like, when the full thing drops. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
But shit, he played it on the... He played it on the IG Live, most of the songs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And, so it's like, we like, fuck. He don't... go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he don't normally do that. Like, just be up at night playing unreleased shit. And then, you know, it wasn't that many people on live either. So he kind of got off that. With that one.
Bro, I hate that nigga, because I missed it the first time. I had just went to bed, and then he had went on live. And then the second time, last night, he just did it again.
Bro,
I swear to God, it's as soon as I go to sleep. Like, I went back. I was like, let me see what they're talking about in the chat. And then it was like right after I went to sleep, and y'all niggas was talking about, like, that y'all started putting the videos in there of all like the unreleased music that he was playing. And I was like, man, how do I keep missing this shit?
Bro, first time,
I was like, you're not going to do that shit again, but whatever.
Academics passed out on Twitch last night. He was too hyped for the album.
I didn't even see that, actually. I didn't see that video.
He rode the boat.
Watch the video.
He rode the boat. That shit is... Something's wrong with him. Like, no funny shit. Something's
Drake
wrong
Little.
With
DJ. He was drunk as shit, and he just fell out. Fell out of his chair. His gaming chair.
Oh, yeah. He was wilding. He was definitely wilding.
Old to be acting like that, bro. The nigga is like 30. He's like over 30 years old, bro. Like, you cannot do that. Yeah, that old, bro.
Passing,
like,
out is crazy.
Acting like a stand. Like, that shit you expect of like a super stand, like a girl, like not no grown ass man. Like that. I don't really care for people that be like, oh, you a grown man, but this is one of the times where it's like, bro, you really a grown ass man. You cannot. You can't be acting like that, bro. Not that old. That's crazy.
Oh, he was hyped because Drake was like, oh, you know I got love for you, Academics. So he was kind of really hyped there.
Yeah.
He finally got the little talk from Drake and shit. Now he and make up every room every now and then. Like, I talked to Drake and he said the album gonna sound like this. Like, stop lying, nigga.
Nigga woke up on top of the world, nigga, even though he was hungover. Don't give a fuck. That shit's crazy.
That's funny. Nah, I kind of get it though. Like, I guess, I mean, the reaction he had was crazy, but Drake, like, the biggest nigga in the world right now. Like, this.
Yeah. But and I feel been, like if you've met the nigga before, like, bro, come on now. Like, you shouldn't be acting like that. He's always talking about how he has these conversations about Drake and, oh, the album's going to be about this and this, that, and whatever. And then all of a sudden, this nigga, you see him on live and he says something to you and then you pass out. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come
on, bro. Yeah. But back to the when he plays those snippets on IG Live, I made the conscious decision yesterday to not listen to none of them snippets.
I'm stupid because I can't help myself. I really couldn't help myself. Like, it was just there, bro. And I said, bro, like the one we kind of was like talking French or whatever. I was like, bro, yo, this melodic like rapping, whatever, like. Stage that he's in right now, like, bro, it's really good.
Yeah.
Did you get the link, Reek?
For what?
For that song, for the Grease song.
Oh yeah, I got that. All right. Yeah, I put that. I ain't gonna lie, I download all them shits.
Man, me too.
Most of them sound like they damn near like CDQ, like, so it's like.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
He was playing them. Like, I don't know how his setup makes it, like, sound like that. Like, it's on IG Live, but, like, everything sounded clear as fuck. So, yeah, I put that
That's just the IG Live joint?
Yeah.
He said the album done, too.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a June or a late June, early July release. Like,
it's going to be June 15th, bro.
You think so?
June 15th? Why you think that?
Is that on a Friday?
Hey, let me see. Nah, it's a Monday. So maybe June 12th.
Let me see.
Because June 15th is Thank Me Later's 10-year anniversary, right?
Yeah. Thank Me Later. I thought it was something else, too.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
You're thinking of So Far Gone, and if you're reading this.
That's what has... Yeah, he has two different anniversaries.
Oh, yeah. He does like doing that anniversary shit.
Yeah, so the 5th, 12th, 19th, or 26th. Those are all on Fridays. I don't know.
All right.
He usually drops at the end of the month, like a weirdo for whatever reason, but...
Yeah. You're right, though. You're definitely right.
Yeah, hopefully it is coming up soon. I doubt it, though. I feel like he dropped this, so maybe he can have a little bit more time with the album, which I'm cool with.
No, bro, he
said it though. He literally said it, like summer 2020.
He was on the IG live like hype. He was like the album done, and he's like it got more heaters on that motherfucker. And then what I was about to say, I think he just dropped this tape because it's just like a Lil Wayne shit. Like when this shit leaked before Carter 3, and he's like fuck it, might as well. And then the people that makes these songs, like the beats and all that shit, like what if they never got they credit off of it because it just leaked and he never drops it. Yeah. So he gave them an opportunity to make money off of this shit. So.
True. That makes sense. I just hope it doesn't. I just hope again. He doesn't end up putting the wrong freaking songs on the album. You know what I mean? Because because if the album don't got a better song than Losses. Or
it's gonna have one.
It's gonna have one or two of those. Like,
bro, if he didn't have one better than Losses, he would have never put Losses on here.
Yeah,
but you can't say that though.
Doesn't have a song like Losses. Like, bro, seriously.
No.
Bro, he dropped two birds and then gave us D&D and Lose You, and left two birds off the album.
I understand, but bro, I could say. Yo, the nigga gave us 5 a.m. and then he didn't put that record on Nothing Was the Same. I could say, hold on, let me find a fucking record.
So what? That song wasn't
famous. Tuscan Leather is on Nothing Was the Same, bro.
All I'm trying to say is that I hope he puts the right records on his album, because he has a fucking issue with that, dog.
Yeah, you're right.
He has a fucking issue.
Like, even up into his latest album, like, the nigga didn't put Vital on there. Like, why?
Of course.
Like, what's wrong with this nigga, yo? Like,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
I think Vital has a, I don't know. It might be a sticky situation with Vital.
Nah, but okay, because first I thought Kanye produced that, but he didn't. It was somebody else. So yeah. it has nothing to do with Kanye about why he didn't drop that shit. So like I said, bro, the nigga, something's wrong with the nigga, bro. Like, I don't know why he just don't be putting these songs on his album, but he better get it right this year. That's all I know.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I hope that he ain't fucking up.
I mean, what if we get Vital on an album, though?
Hey, I'll be
happy. Then beautiful, man. I'm lit.
He's going to change his name. He's going to change the name.
Oh, yeah.
And disguise it as something else. And we're going to be like, what the fuck? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because when I seen the track list and it said Deep Pockets, and I was like, I don't know what this is. And then I was thinking, why ain't Roland on this? And then I thought about the chorus, and it had
Deep Pockets.
Yeah. Okay. I see what this nigga doing.
That's just like with Time Flies. I was like, is that Two Turk? Because he says Time Flies in that song. I was like, okay.
Yep. And then the Landed, that song too. I thought it was going to be like Stick It or some shit, but they called it Landed. So,
This is so hard.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy this project. There's a couple on here I'm gonna skip, but for the most part, this nigga shot a super high percentage. And honestly,
do you guys think that Drake on his own like tier, and then J. Cole and Kendrick is like on that like 1B tier?
In terms of popularity, yeah, of course. Drake's the biggest nigga out. But
I'm talking about quality and music though. Like J. Cole has made like some good albums, but like he hasn't made some shit I'm gonna just wake up and be like, let me put that on today. I have to be in a like thinking ass mood for me to throw some J. Cole on like the last couple albums. Like I'm never putting KOD on though. I'll fuck that album.
Me either.
I get why you say that though, or why you ask that question, because like when it comes to music in general, like I don't know the majority are rushing to play Drake before anything else, so like I get that, and I feel like he has music for every single like mood. Like it's not just like, oh, I feel like listening to rap today, so let me listen to Kendrick or J. Cole. Like Drake has that too, and then. Like, you can't be like, oh, let me listen to some love songs from Kendrick. Like, bro, all that nigga has is loyalty. Like, so, nah.
Like if he drop an album in the beginning of the year, we'll be still playing that shit by the end of the year. But, Kendrick and Cole to drop an album in the beginning of the year, and then, like, we'll play that shit for, like, a couple more months, and then it'll slowly, like, slip out, like, the playlist, like, and then you forget, like, that it dropped, and you'd be like, oh, that shit did drop, and then you listen to it, but... Like you Drake know, shit is like nonstop.
I'm calling this shit right now. Kendrick is gonna drop like 2 weeks after Drake drops his album. 100%.
Let's see it.
Bro, no, he always does it, bro. Like he always does it. He drops right after Drake drops. I don't know if the nigga just obsessed or it's because they both under Universal. I don't know what it is, but Drake always drops first and then Kendrick follows up not too long after that. I don't know. But
the crazy part is he's putting pressure on him because he dropped two projects. He just dropped this one. This was fire. Now, if the album is Super Flames, then it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I already see niggas like changing the tide on Kendrick too, which is like hilarious. Like people finally like seeing whatever they lack to see beforehand. But yeah, but like people are finally like, yeah. They like, yo, this nigga better drop some heat this year or it's quiet. Because that nigga ain't dropped 3 years. Like, bro, where have you been? You ain't that busy, bro.
You heard the shot on Landed when he said, man, I do this shit for real. You niggas dabble in it. That's a shot.
No, it's not.
Man, that ain't no
fun. I'm just saying, that's a shot at niggas that, like, you know, that take time, like, drop a project here, and then they just go away and then come back. Like, their fans be suffering because it's like, damn, we don't.
But at the same time, I don't mind that, as long as you dropping like heat, or you have some features in between. Like, Kendrick don't drop anything in between his albums, like nothing. Like, niggas just be like, yo, where is this nigga at? Like, he just disappears.
And then Cole has went MIA now.
Yeah.
He's dropping this year for sure, though. Like, he already said it at that whatever fest he was at.
Yeah.
That shit better be fire, man.
I think it is.
Yeah, I hope so.
I got hope for Cole. Cole gonna drop some good shit, man.
He might as well.
Like, it's just at a point where these niggas have to. Like, you can't drop some bullshit. Like, a lot of people coming out with heat this year. Like, it's not just like some little, oh, I just have to compete with like Russ or some shit. Like, no, nigga, you gotta compete with the heavy hitters this year. Then Big Sean dropping Detroit too.
Ross is a heavy hitter, number one. But continue.
Let's go. Come on, bro. In 2019, he's not a heavy hitter. I get what you're saying. He is one of the best like rappers. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying, but like, I'm talking about like big artists. Ross.
Like, you're talking just in terms of popularity. Okay,
just popularity. Not gotcha. Like rap skill or anything like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like everybody's dropping this year. That's kind of why there was the drought last year. Niggas was waiting until 2020. And I hope it's all good. I mean, I think I have faith in Sean. I got faith in Sean this year. I think it's just gonna be alright.
Bro, it's Detroit too, bro. Like, you cannot fuck this up. You can't.
I really hope not, dog. I really hope not. I really hope not.
Me too.
But
man. I think he's gonna have a good.
What I heard,
have like
the Hit Boy shit that he put that he played with Nip. Like, bro, that
sounds just great.
It sounds great, bro.
It sounds great.
We gonna see, man. We gonna see.
Yeah, I think recently, go ahead, Scott.
Ross said, I think he'll have a good project, but he'll have a few corny records on where we'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? But
he gonna have one or two. I just come to expect that from Big Sean, like, lately. Like, it's just whatever. I just take it for what it is. But I mean, I hope he proves me wrong. Shit, I'll be fine with that. But yeah,
that I'm Single Again joint is so corny.
Bro, he put her on the song. Like, that's what made it cornier.
Nah,
like,
nah, like, nah, nah, nah.
Like,
nah.
You think niggas is gonna be like, yo, he put his ex on the song, talk about being single. Oh my god. Like,
nah,
he's singing, and he's singing, I'm single again. But people get on J. Cole for making Wet Dreams. Like, get the fuck out of here,
bro. We gotta talk
about that shit. Ain't it?
Can we talk about that real quick? People talk about Wet Dreams like it's a bad song, and then they also talk about Folding Clothes like that's a bad song, and like,
it's not.
Bro, neither one of those songs are bad songs. Like, maybe niggas just don't understand because they ain't not in no relationship, and that's fine. But like, bro, to sit there and act like the songs are garbage or some shit like that, come on, let's not do that.
Everybody, the people can't relate to Wet Dreams. Of course, people can relate to some of the shoes.
Man, bro, what Kendrick be dropping that's fire, bro? What that nigga been on, man? Like, I get he dropped Good Kid, Mad City, man.
Come on, dog, don't do this to
most of the people.
Let's do this.
Not me, but to most of the people. They love To Pimp a Butterfly. But what else does this nigga have, bro? Section 80. What's the other one? Overly Dedicated.
I don't.
Kendrick stands, bro. Niggas is not playing.
Nobody listening. Niggas is not playing that shit, bro.
I don't really listen to Section 80 that much. But Section 80 has a really great reputation. A lot of people say Section 80 is better than Good Kid, Mad City.
They are fucking retarded and they're liars. So that's just that. Like, bro, come on, fam. I know you said people said that, but is there any possible way that you would believe that?
Especially that first half of Good Kid, Mad City. That's crushing Section 80.
Yeah, personally, I prefer Good Kid, Mad City. I don't listen to Section 80 like that.
Ain't no way in hell I'm putting that shit over Good Kid, Mad City. Not a chance in my life.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but come on, you can't do that to Kendrick, dog. I mean,
we can do that to Kendrick. Like, we can.
No, man.
We can do that to any other artist. Why can't we do it to Kendrick, bro?
Just because it's not true. The nigga has a lot of great music.
Lot. That nigga has dropped 4 projects, bro. Well, oh, I forgot. He dropped Damn, the one that got a Pulitzer Prize. Everybody dick wrote that album because it got a prize, but niggas ain't listening to it. So, sound like niggas is being fraudulent out here.
He got good projects, but replay value is at a low.
Bro, his replay value is probably like, if you talk about the top tier rappers, like, bro, his is probably the worst.
To me, that's one of the top important things is replay value. You don't want to make an album that's for the moment. You want to make some shit that on his 5th year anniversary or 10th year anniversary, we looking forward to that. Like, damn, that shit, like so far gone and shit like that. Like, we be like looking for, like, when he put that shit on Apple, we was hyped and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick can put one of his mixtapes on Apple. I'll be like, yeah, whatever, nigga.
Yeah, no. Kendrick definitely does not have the mixtape. He don't have the mixtapes like Cole and Drake do. That's for me, that's kind of the one thing that separates Cole and Kendrick from me, is that Kendrick has very, very great albums, but Cole's mixtapes, man, he doesn't miss, dog. He doesn't miss.
At all.
So that's kind of the one thing that separates Cole and Kendrick from me. And now on top of that, Cole got two. If they ain't classics, they're a step below. He got 2 albums. So
what albums are those? Born Sinner and
Born Sinner and Forest Hills. Forest Hills a classic. I won't argue that with anybody. I don't care to hear a different opinion. Born Sinner, I can understand if somebody says that's not a classic, but it's a very great album.
Facts. Truly Yours 3 could have just been split. He could have just dropped that like a week or maybe a couple weeks before. So it wouldn't seem like it got so many songs on the album.
Hold on. Isn't Truly Yours 3 just like the deluxe of
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause the album ends on Born Sinner, the song, the title track.
Yeah.
And then the ending after that is Truly Yours 3, yeah.
Which also would have been really good, because that deluxe version is great.
Yo, the song with 50 and Boss is so fire.
Man, that shit crazy. That nigga snap.
New York Times, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that shit is great. It is, bro. That shit is great. Yeah.
J. Cole yeah. want to be a New York nigga so bad.
Yeah, I know, right? That shit funny.
He kind of looked like a New York nigga, so it's like...
He does.
Like it makes sense. It makes sense, for real, but...
And Sparks Will Fly is ridiculous. Like record is crazy. Yeah, I miss old Cole, man. I really do.
Hey, Kendrick got more fire than me. Answer the question without thinking. Yes or no?
I don't want to answer anything without thinking, but probably not. Probably
damn, not. That's crazy.
Meek got more replay value than Kendrick.
Yeah, me. I agree. But Kendrick is by far the better rapper.
Yeah.
But... I don't give a fuck about that, bro. I'm tired of niggas saying he's a better rapper, bro. I don't care. You can rap.
Tired of him getting off with that shit.
Delete that all fucking day, bro. If you can't make good music, bro, I don't give a fuck. People can talk about how concise. Oh my god, his albums are so what do you call it? What's that word niggas started saying a lot? Cohesive. It's so cohesive.
Oh man.
Bunch of dumbass shit, but nobody goes and actually listens to it. So that's what's the funny part to me. Don't nobody go and listen to Kendrick like that no more, bro. Niggas like that's why niggas is fiending for new Kendrick, because niggas is like, bro, I can't keep going back to playing Overly Dedicated.
This is funny because Kendrick, I feel like sometimes Kendrick tries so hard to like do something so different in hip hop. And these young rappers are just doing regular shit. What the hell?
Yo, Ken. Yo, Ajay, bro. What are you doing?
What happened? I'm not doing nothing. What's up? Is my mic wilding?
It sounded like some shit was rocking, yo. I thought one of you niggas was getting busy right while we were recording the podcast.
That would be some wild ass shit.
Oh, nah. Bro, that would definitely be crazy.
Boom, 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 against the wall. I was like, oh, shit. I said, this nigga Jai going sicko mode right now.
Nah, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I think that was just my little sister running down the stairs. So crazy. Oh,
yeah, that probably because I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Man, I put up the baby crib, put up the dresser, the cubby, and then the rocking chair. It's a massage rocking chair too. So you gotta love it, man.
Oh, that's fire. Yeah, niggas need a massage rocking chair. That's what's up.
Yeah, my girl was just talking about getting a regular one, and I mentioned the massage rocking chair, and first she said no, and then I think she just thought about it, was like, well, this is going to help me more than him. So, yeah, she was like, yeah, what about that massage rocking chair? When they copped that shit, and that was the hardest thing to put together, which made me mad, because it was like one bolt that was just pissing me off, but other than that, well, and then the dresser took forever, too. That shit took like 2 hours to put together, and it was so many parts and shit. But I'm doing all this shit. Like, I don't really, like, go and put shit together, but that's...
I'm horrible at it.
That shit low-key be fun when you be...
It is fun.
I want to accomplish this shit and feel good about it. That shit low-key fun.
Yeah, it is fun, but I always fuck it up.
And especially if it's for your kid, that shit extra fun now.
Bro, like, my whole, like, perspective done changed on shit. Like, I'm like, bro, what else can I do to this room to make it feel like... Like, really, like, at home. I don't even know the gender, and I don't even care. Like, I'm just like, bro, I just want to do what's best for the baby, man. Like, it's exciting. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's a little, like, nerve-wracking once you think about, certain experiences, like, you don't want to deal with or whatever. But,
yeah.
Other than that, like, bro, I'm really excited. I ain't been on Twitter like that lately because, like, well, one, I've been in the Madden League, but two, like... I don't know. I just be always worried about the baby and shit, making sure my girl okay. Like,
oh yeah, I would definitely be a nervous wreck when that time comes.
Yeah, man.
Cause I already worry about a person like, anyways, like making sure they're safe and secure. So if it's an extra person there, I gotta, you know, I'm a really getting, like, shit. Are you all right? You cool? Any little worry look on their face, I'm gonna be like, yo, you cool?
Man, I remember one time my girl was taking like the dogs out, and then I heard her I heard some steps. It was like boom, 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 boom. I was like, what the fuck just happened? I was like, I hope you didn't fall. So I heard it took off, ran outside the door, and it was stupid ass Zeus like fucking around. I'm like, bro, you almost made me commit a murder, bro. Don't do that. These dogs
this
get
nigga,
a lot.
Yeah, I was about to say this nigga dogs wilding.
Bro, it's not even both of them. It's just one. Like, Zeus is like the devil, bro. Like, Prince is okay, but like when he gets sick, bro, you gotta keep him in the cage because that nigga starts shitting on the carpet, and I'd be ready to kill this nigga.
Come on, dog. Shit,
bro. Yeah, the smell be so unbearable, bro. But it be
come on, dog.
But then it go away. It go away relatively quick though, so I don't be mad. And then we get the stain up, so it's like. It's like nothing happened, but
come on, dog.
Yeah, nah, hell nah. Fuck that shit. That's definitely one part I don't miss about having a dog.
Exactly. Like, I love dogs. I love animals, period. But like, man, that shit and shit, bro, you get that shit. The smell, and then you gotta pick that shit up, you just be ready to be like, yo, get your ass just outside. Just live there. Like, I'll feed you from the door. God damn it.
Bro,
that's fuck, man. Trying to get that. Go ahead.
Oh no, that's what I was saying. That's why I've been looking at houses and shit. Cause I was like contemplating, like, okay, do I want to renew this lease on this apartment? But like, these dogs need space, and we gonna have a kid. And I want to like be able to like really, really like reconstruct my whole baby's room, like in our room too. And like in this apartment is just like, oh, you can't like really put holes in the wall, shit like that. You got to fill them back up. Like, no, I want to do some destructive ass shit to like my actual house. Like, I can't wait for that shit to happen. That's why I've been looking. And I've been looking at Arizona. Bro, the houses in Arizona are so nice, bro. Tucson, Surprise, Arizona. I forgot it's another city. Glendale, or is it Scottsdale? I don't remember. But and then I was looking at San Antonio too. Like, bro, the houses are so nice there, and like I want to rent for a year, and like the rent ain't that bad. And on top of that, like the houses are so like so much nicer than like some of the other options that's out there. Like, I'll be on Zillow damn near every day, and I find some like new fire ass house from like Arizona or some shit. That's why I'd be like, bro, I think that's the place. First, I was saying Vegas, but I don't really care. I'm like, fuck Vegas, bro. I was only there.
Vegas
I only
is crazy. Going
there for gambling and shit. And I don't want to deal with all these tourists and shit, and then some fuck shit happens. So. But all I hear is most niggas like be wanting to move to like places like Arizona and shit, cause it's just so it seems so peaceful. Like if you're gonna move to Nevada, you gotta go somewhere like Reno or some shit like that, not like actually move to Vegas. I ain't trying to live near no damn strip. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I couldn't imagine doing nothing like that.
Traffic probably so horrific, bro. Like
I'm sure it is. Actually, it is. I've been to Vegas. It is.
Yeah, it's nuts. I like walking in Vegas though. That should be. I don't care how hot it is. That heat is like better than like when you get the heat in the Midwest. Like bro, nah. Like when you go down like West Coast, the heat is just better. Like people talk about, oh, it's gonna be so hot in Arizona, but it's like, bro, I feel like that feels like what like 90 degrees feels like in like Illinois or Ohio. So that's why I'm not
sure. I don't know, dog. I see people say that Phoenix heat, that Arizona heat over there, because it's so dry. Man, I nigga say that shit.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know that's about true. That, dog.
When I went to Vegas, When
I
went to Vegas, each day was like 100 degrees. So I don't know. But oh, and it was, and it wasn't that hot to me. So that's
all. Okay.
Yeah. We'll see. Some niggas be saying they be wearing hoodies and shit in Nevada. So I'm like, whoa, y'all niggas is y'all wild for that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ain't that much getting used to in the world, nigga.
Hell no. What's up,
Phoenix? Phoenix not that hot though.
Yeah.
In the mornings, it's really fire. Like it's like a cool breeze. Then in the day, it kind of the temperature goes up, but it's not that hot.
Yeah.
Like the Midwest temperature, when it gets hot here and humid, it's unbearable. You can't even walk outside. You're like, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. The Midwest heat is this fucking, bro.
Missouri weather is like the stupidest. Like, bro, like it snowed here a total of probably like 4 days this winter.
What the fuck?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And oh, it wasn't even that much snow. It was just like. It's like a little, like a big amount this day, and then the other days it was just like little flurries, and then it don't snow anymore.
For us, like man, like 2 weeks ago it snowed like 3 days in a row in April, and I was like, what the fuck?
Bro,
the weather is changing for real, like bro, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, we had a little snowstorm two or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
what's
this is nuts. I'm happy May is here. I better not be an ounce of snow in May. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I'm finished. I'm finished. Can't do it no more.
Trouble.
If it's what?
You said what?
May we in trouble.
Oh yeah. The world is 100% ending. Like 3 years.
Did you see the Georgia shit?
I can't do that shit.
A thousand new cases yesterday.
Oh yeah, we could definitely get to the Roni stuff. Yeah, man. A thousand new cases of the coronavirus in Georgia since they they did like a soft reopening. Like what exactly did they open? Does anybody know?
They probably doing what Ohio's doing. Ohio opened healthcare. And they opened like some businesses pretty soon. They kept the stay-at-home ban until May 29th, but, like, in a few days, like essential stores, well, non-essential stores can start opening up as well. Like, barbershops and shit, like, that shit can open up. So, that's what I'm looking forward to. Nigga ready to get his hair cut. I want to get it cut before my birthday, even if I'm not doing nothing, but, yeah.
I'm getting my shit cut with one person in there. Fuck this, bro. Because if you see that Georgia just reopened, like, and not in a, they didn't just reopen, but and it's 1,000 new cases, like, bro, like it's probably people in the house that got it. They don't know they got it, but and then it reopens and they go outside and it's like now you're spreading it to everybody and then now you got it. Now you really feel it. And that's
scary. I'm trying to understand, like, what people think is going to happen. Y'all might as well just continue them stimulus checks or whatever, because,
man,
like, bro, like, it's
my
not
money.
Yeah, for sure. For real. Like, bro.
Oh, I need another 2 stacks.
Yeah, it's not going to get better, bro. Like, it's going to stay the same or if not get worse. Like, you opening, like, the shit back up, like, that's not. Like, what do y'all think is gonna happen? Like, we don't have a vaccine yet. Like,
yeah, y'all didn't even tell us it's secure yet. So how you gonna reopen shit? Y'all just like, we need to make money, so we gotta reopen this.
Yeah, dog. The governor of Texas said that there's more important shit to life. And I was like,
he a bozo.
Listen, that shit don't make sense. What don't they got the death penalty? So I see why he thinks that way.
yeah, them niggas don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I called it. I literally said, fam, until we get this vaccine, if we reopen, all it's gonna do is just spread the shit more and niggas is gonna die.
Yeah,
niggas is gonna die. So whatever. As long as my state don't reopen, fuck that shit, dog. Hey, these niggas are stupid.
I ain't gonna lie, once it gets to, like, August, I'm gonna be like, you know what? Fuck it, let's just die. Fuck it, I'm gonna risk this shit. Niggas, like, bro, I can only do so many. Well, the new Madden will be out by then, so we good. Never mind. I retract what I just said. Never mind, we good.
Nigga, this is gonna be good.
All I need is a Madden League, man.
Yeah, This shit is crazy, dog. It really is, like. The fact they eat, like, who? It's like, fam, it's common sense. Until we get a vaccine, as soon as people go outside, this shit is gonna spread. It's common sense.
Very common sense. There's some people that's just like, oh, I gotta get outside. Yeah. It's like, fam, it's about to be hot too. So
people going to the beach and shit. It's like, yo, what are you idiots doing, bro? Like, crazy. Florida is a stupid state for real. They already opened their shit back up. Like,
this shit is crazy.
That's why I feel like, bro, for like years, I always feel like Florida ain't really a part of the country. They just like, they next to us, but like, they not really like a that part of the United States. Wilding. Bro, they just from another tripping. Planet or something. Like, they ain't so weird over there. Like,
yeah, they're crazy. I don't.
My girl's name is Stacey the other day to move to, and she said Florida. I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. Like, bro, I'm not Florida. Fucking Florida.
Ain't no Florida. No, dog. No Florida.
Hell.
Fuck niggas no. Be dying and shit, bro. Niggas be dying on stupid shit.
Dumbass shit, man. Man,
getting their face eating off,
biting legs and shit. Like, bro, I'm good. Y'all got it.
Yeah.
I hear somebody playing a game, but all I know is that we gotta run that 2K back again.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
me and Tori was killing y'all. Not
you guys been on?
Yeah, I was on before we started recording. I might get back up afterwards.
I'm ready now.
All right. After we get done, I can go right back to it. So I'm on the Mac right now recording this podcast. So
we could definitely do it. I gotta see my girl in a little bit. But
what happened?
I said I'm about to see my girl in a little bit, but probably tonight we can
look at this tonight. Nigga, yo. Look at this nigga, bro.
What happened?
Niggas just hate you, bro.
Nigga, bro. He ready to get off the game already.
We mentioned playing the damn game, and this nigga already ready to dip, bro.
Fam, I see my girl at 3 o'clock every day. 3 o'clock.
Your girl be like, 3 o'clock on the spring wheel, bitch. Yo.
That nigga Jai be there at 2:57.
2:57 every day, nigga.
2:57, baby.
She be like,
come on.
Not be a minute late, nigga.
She be on me. Nah, she don't be like that. She's all right.
She be like, you don't leave until I say you can leave, nigga.
Damn near.
That's why you gotta tell women, pick me up, and you better motherfucker. I'm ready. I've been having my clothes on all day.
Man,
watch they have a panic attack and start crying and ready to go back home. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Women really brats, bro. They really bratty, bro. That's what I'm like. Yeah, yo, I know, like, I'm ready to have a kid, but I'm like, it's like, man, I got to deal with a baby, and then your girl sometimes be acting like a baby, and she behind me, so I'm scared to look back. I'm scared to look behind me and shit, but man.
Hey, Ajay, all we got to hear is just a bop, bop, and then
yeah,
phone
right?
drop or whatever.
Nah, hey, she's
thinking
about to die.
Nah, she's just laughing. She know I'm joking.
Kind of. My girl don't be like that for real, but she definitely be ready to stomp me out when I say I'm about to go home. I'm like, all right, man, I'm finna go home. Like, what? It's real funny. It's real funny.
Start crying as if you ain't gonna see her the next day and shit. Yeah,
babe, I'm gonna see you tomorrow. Don't even worry about it. I'm gonna see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Go to sleep. When you wake up, you'll see me.
Hilarious, man. Women are hilarious.
It's funny though, for real. All right, well,
ain't no way to start an NBA back up, man.
Oh, that's a dead.
Why LeBron tweeted that yesterday. That's totally not true. Like, nigga, yes it is, bro. The league is done. Like, they talking. I seen some shit today about December. I'm like, bro, what? You might as well cancel the season. Chalk it up, nigga.
December. Then when the next season gonna start?
Bro, the only league the only league that has a chance to actually start is the NFL, because them niggas don't give a fuck. Rain, snow, sleet, or death, them niggas is gonna play, bro. Like, it just is what it is. Even if they postpone it to like October, it's gonna happen, bro. The NFL is just gonna happen. Like the draft, they weren't gonna stop that shit. There was no way in hell they were gonna stop that. They ain't gonna stop this league either. You just can't. Not completely.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm confused about is if the season start December. When number one, when does it end? And number two, when does the other season start? Because you can't just give these guys a tour like a 2 month break. They need a break.
Yeah, bro, this whole situation is like shifting like the entire schedule. Like, that's what I feel like. Unless they just have like this abbreviated.
Yo, what is that in the background? Is somebody watching TV or something?
I mean, I think that's Skull. Yeah, he just muted his shit. But I don't see like I if there's gonna be like a season or whatever, if they start in December, it's gonna be like a abbreviated season. I don't think it's gonna be like some actual we take this full 82 games. Like, they're gonna have to cut that shit in half or something. Cause you can't just ruin the entire schedule like that. And then it's like, oh, okay, we're just gonna start in December for years to come now. Like, no, I don't think that's gonna happen. We'll see, though. I mean, I've been wrong before.
Yeah.
Baseball, but don't know about that. But I see the MLB is striking deals with the umpires and shit. So I think there's a chance that that may happen, too.
Wait, hold on. Wait. What are they doing?
I just seen today that the MLB, like, they struck a deal with the umpires for the 2020 season. So I don't know what that means, but I would assume that means that the season's probably gonna more likely to not happen.
Yeah,
probably just be with no fans or some shit like that. But most of these leagues, they can't go without like actually not playing. Like, niggas need money. Like, it is what it is. That's why I don't really believe like it's 100% done the NBA. But you know, we'll see. I mean, they did complete more than half of the season, so. Like, they could be like, well, we were more than compensated for this season. Fuck it. Or some shit. But I don't think there's seasons that's just like not gonna happen. Like NASCAR is gonna happen. So, I mean, but it is NASCAR, so who cares?
I think the NBA. Yeah,
nobody cares about NASCAR for real.
The season. They hasn't canceled the season because Brian's probably on the phone.
Whoa, your shit just went crazy.
Your shit bugging out.
Oh, is it? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good now.
Oh, I was saying that that Brian's probably calling the commissioner like, yo, because he wants this ring this year. He knows that if he loses this year,
he knows his time is running out. Yeah.
So that's why he doesn't want this season to end, because he's like, fuck that. I got this team.
I feel him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This was supposed to be his year. This was supposed to be the Lakers' year, fam.
Yep. Everything, like, bro. It was like the storyline, everything. Like, bro, this was just, like, it just felt like the Lakers is going to win this season.
Especially after January. It was like, yo, it's like they're really on a mission now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They really got a task now, yeah.
I hope it happens, honestly. I'm praying it happens. I miss gambling on shit, too. I don't like saying
I do. I really do miss gambling, dog. This shit is trash.
If there's one thing I enjoy my girl getting mad about, it was me gambling.
Gambling, bro.
Bro.
Yo, my girl.
Yeah.
Like, why are you wasting money? Why are you wasting money when you know you're not going to win, and then you win, and it was like...
Yeah. Crickets.
And then she'd be like, well, I need money for this. It was like, yeah, I figured you did.
Yo, I used to do that. Like when I was in a relationship, I used to gamble on 2K and Madden and shit. And I used to beat my cousin and shit, like win $20, $40. And I'll give my girl like 20, or I'll give my girl like half of it. Like, here you go, I won this shit. But if I lose, they're like mad as shit. Like, why you keep wasting money?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You're not gonna win. I'm like, yo, okay.
Like your nails was just done off this winning last week, but
yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Can I have my $20 back there? What the fuck?
I just had to cancel my hotel reservation earlier. Nigga almost shut it. It really kicked in like, damn, this shit really not happening. I had this planned out for months. And it was like, nope. Yeah. Flight got delayed or it got postponed and everything, but I can use those tickets at a later date. So probably when it's time for us to have our baby shower, then we can invite our parents, and it's like, boom, that's two free tickets right there or some shit like that. We'll see. But yeah,
I got a question. How long do you guys think it's gonna take this year until the world just go like mad crazy due to this shit, like being in the house and like nothing's like normal, and nothing's like normal anymore. Like the weekends, you don't really like look forward to anything anymore. You just like, well,
yeah. Sometimes you don't keep track of the days and shit. Yeah,
yeah. You're like, well, I guess we're gonna watch a new show this weekend or something.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's not that bad, honestly. It hasn't been that bad, honestly, but
I don't know, man. When it gets to like the eighth month that we stuck in this, it's gonna get like, you're gonna get frustrated. Like, man, I can't do shit.
I feel that.
Yeah,
I feel that. Most niggas like staying in the house in the wintertime anyway. So like, if it goes to then, like, then it's like, well, we here, but it wasn't. It's like I wasn't gonna go do anything anyways. Like, I don't have really no purpose going outside necessarily. But I think that they're just gonna be like, fuck it. Because the economy needs money, and that's just what it is. Like, niggas are not going to just be like, yeah, I care about the health of all these Americans. They don't really give a fuck. That's why they starting to reopen the shit right now. Like,
they need to keep. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm just saying it's all about, I mean, it's really all about money. You know what I mean? Which really does stink. But that's what it's about. And they're trying to put money over lives, which just doesn't make sense. And
it doesn't. Yeah.
And it's troubling. It's frustrating. It don't make sense. It's like, that's the only thing that these niggas on top care about.
And
it's like, niggas is dying, fam.
Yeah. I agree.
It's
man.
Money, and then people are buying stuff online, and then the people in the warehouse got to keep working because it's high demand because people just in the house is buying shit.
Yeah, I seen like some workers like Whole Foods, Amazon, Target, like some of the employees are starting to strike because they're not getting hazard pay, which is insane. Like, it's like, bro, what are you doing? What's the owner of Amazon? What's his name? Jeff Bezos? Like, dude, what are you doing? Like, there's times where I'd be like, okay, he'll donate money and people be like, well, that's it. Like that. Those are times where I'm like, well, like, what the fuck? Can y'all do that? But at the same time, like shit like this, like paying workers, like you shouldn't have any problem doing that at all. Like, you make millions by the minute damn near. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I just, the shit is confusing, dog. The shit is really confusing.
And we got just music to get us through it.
Yeah, that's what I'm happy. Artists are like, I was like, man, is somebody going to take advantage of this shit? Like, people weren't really dropping like that. But I mean, Kalani dropping next week, I know that shit going to be hard. Drake dropping it like later in the summer.
Yep.
Next month or so. Like, artists need to start taking advantage of that shit. Like, no, niggas ain't got nothing better to do. Like, but listen to music, literally. Like, that's why, like, I'm not the biggest, like, Tootsie Slide fan, but, like, this shit worked. That's why it went number one so quick. Because, like, bro, niggas ain't got nothing to do but sit in the house and make TikToks. Like, that's it.
It's platinum now.
Yeah.
That shit gonna be diamond. Fuck around. Like, it just is what it is. Like, people ain't got nothing else to do.
And people try to stay in the house, the better it is for him. They try to hate on it. Like, he's just dropping music, you know, for the time and the shit that we're in. And then people just hating on it. Like, why is he making music like that? Or, like, yo, he got a bunch of other
people trying to act like they didn't understand, like, why he made that particular song.
He got a bunch of other songs you can go listen to if you want to listen to that type of song. Like, come on now.
And then niggas was like, Hove made the Black Album at the same age Drake did, and Drake making Tootsie Slide. And it's like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, are you niggas serious, bro? Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't.
Wasn't Hove the one said twerk, Molly twerk? Come on now. Come on now. Stop.
Bro, it'd be niggas that didn't even grow up at that time that be saying dumbass shit like that. And it's just like, bro, You obviously don't know what you're talking about, nigga. Like, just be quiet. This whatever. But yeah, artists need to start taking advantage of that shit. And nigga, like, Cole and Kendrick, like, both of them were really, because it's not like they really make like club music anyways and shit like that. So it's like, bro, if y'all can drop some shit right now, y'all be good. Like, yeah, you probably had the highest sales y'all ever had. Like, and I know y'all sold a lot, but shit, like, take advantage of this shit.
I just, when Cole makes club songs like this, like ATM and Motivate, like, I don't want.
I don't need that.
Chorus on those.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't really need any of that either.
No, what? That's
Motivate, like, bro, no, I'm cool.
That shit was alright.
What was the song? What was the song with Bryson Tiller beat? What's the song?
Deja Vu.
Yeah.
That shit is good.
I like that one.
That shit is real good.
That was weird when we first heard that. Like, what?
That
was definitely funny. I want to hear more of that type of shit, though. Like, that beat, it suits him. It suits him really well.
Yeah, I agree. I hope he just, man, I know we talk about this all the time, but I hope his production is crazy on this album, man.
Yeah,
that's some
shit that he just did on himself. Like, bro, nah. You need an executive producer, somebody to be like, I don't know about this, or I don't know about that. No, yes, man. Fuck that shit. Niggas that's going to actually, like, have constructive criticism on your shit. I wish all artists were like that, but it ain't like that.
If you're gonna just use house, just make sure elite in-house
production.
Yeah,
like,
go. Yeah. It's skipping. I really do hope that he can just. Fuck, man. I don't even want to say. He's got to start making just better music. And yeah, I want him to go back to the old shit. Which I know artists hate when people say that, but I really do hope that he go back to the old shit, man.
I don't know why artists hate that particular thing. Like, I don't. It's like, bro, you don't want to listen to your fans? Like, come on, man. That's stupid. People are like, go back and listen to that project. Like, no, nigga. Or you can just make some more music like that. Like, it's not hard. It's not hard.
And it's a simple thing we want. We don't want you to go back and make those same exact songs. We want you to go back to that thought process when you was making those songs so you can make that same beat, that type of energy, that same energy, the same vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas definitely need that warm up. Friday Night Lights. I want to go back to that shit, dog.
And then there's artists that are like severely like confused and don't know like what people mean when they want the old shit. Niggas like the Weeknd, bro. He has no idea. He's completely out of touch with his fans. Like it's sad. Like that boy, nigga that is like
crazy.
He was acting like the old Weeknd was back, you know, and then with the dark shit or whatever, and it was nothing like that. Like if you call it this shit like dark pop, like okay, that's fine, but I don't think niggas really wanted pop, bro. Like niggas wasn't asking for no, niggas wasn't asking for no pop at all. So
I think he's trying to just get rich as he can. That's why he's just going the pop route, because he knows that's what's selling for him.
Probably so.
And I think he wants to be But yeah, like all that shit, like, and then they always try to credit him for the Take Care sound. It's like, bro, he made that music anymore.
Who's better, him or Bruno Mars?
Oh, I don't know. I don't listen to Bruno.
Whoa, huh?
I've never really listened to like a amazing, Bruno project.
Bro, 24 Karat Magic, bro. I don't know why he ain't driving. I miss that nigga. Pause, but.
He's gonna come with something that's gonna win everything at the Grammy.
Yep, he dropped that 4 years, and then they could just be smoking shit and then go back to disappearing. Like for real, that's all he does.
That nigga be smoking the Grammys. He be winning everything when he drop.
Hell yeah, deservedly so too. Like not even just like some, Grammys just smoking his
like Macklemore.
Yeah, like niggas is like he makes really really good music. Like I don't know how anybody can be mad at nigga like Bruno Mars winning, shit. Let me go back and see what his albums are.
I'm not really that familiar with his discography.
I'm really just trying to see like the dates that he dropped them more than anything. Apple Music. Trying to get used to using the Apple or the iTunes on the Mac is so different than using it on the Windows.
Yeah, it probably is. I got a Windows shit right now. I got to get me a Mac, though.
Yeah, it's just lit, man. I'm happy as fuck I got. He only has 3 albums? What the fuck?
Oh, really?
2010.
I got a Mac, too. I got Mac, but it's like from high school.
Yo, your shit is going nuts, bro.
It's almost like every time he talk, his shit wildin'.
Yeah, Skull. Your shit is bugging.
Yo, what about now? I'm straight.
Yeah, you better now. Yep.
Yeah, you good now.
I was in the basement, bro. My fault.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, he dropped 2010, 2012, and then 2016. So...
That's it? Oh, that's crazy. He's been here a minute. I would have thought that he had like 5, 6 or some shit like that.
Yeah, he didn't really like go crazy until that the Unorthodox Jukebox album came out, because that's when he had dropped When I Was Your Man. That shit was fucking fire. But
That shit is hard. That shit is hard.
Girls hate that song. I know a girl who would say, this song is the stupidest song in the world. I was like, why? But I get it, because it's like a nigga like, I should have did this for you, but...
I didn't.
I was an asshole.
Somebody must have texted her the lyrics to that shit or something. Yeah, I know where this shit from.
The Grenade song is fire, though.
Yeah, Grenade is fire.
Oh, yeah. I remember that joint. Yeah, it's just all right. That's just all right.
What's fire to you, nigga? Everything all right, okay. It's solid.
Shit's all right. Nigga, yeah, shit's what's solid. Fire shit's I don't know what's fire to me. Not everything, but I mean, I don't know.
Call me maybe. That shit fire rated. Say it.
No. Chill out. That's definitely not fire. Whoa. I remember that song was huge, though.
That shit not fire, bro?
No, I'm not putting that in my headphones. What's wrong with you?
You ain't got to put it in your headphones for it to be fire, bro.
I don't want to hear it.
Nigga like me put that in a daily rotation, bro.
You a different type of nigga then.
I'm just playing, but
you a different type of nigga. Tory, where we at?
Shit, but we off that.
What'd you say?
Tory be playing that shit, but we off that. He ain't here. He ain't here to defend himself. Fuck that nigga. Yep.
Oh yeah. He definitely listened to Blueface.
Bro, he was playing Barbie Girl the other day. He put it in the chat. I seen it.
I agree. I was right there with him. I saw that shit too. Where are we at? I'm gonna check Twitter real quick and see if we got some more topics. We've been all over the place. We've been kicking it.
Hell yeah.
Jill Scott and Erykah Badu are having an IG Live battle.
Why?
Really?
Because that shit gonna be hard. What?
Yeah,
No, don't get me wrong. It's gonna be hard, but for Erykah Badu, bro, Erykah Badu is smoking Jill Scott, bro.
Jill Scott? Come on, bro.
Oh, no, dog.
What does Jill Scott have besides Golden?
Bro, that's how you know that you don't know Jill Scott, bro.
Bro, I know Golden. Jill Scott. Living my life like it's Golden. That's Jill Scott, nigga.
I know, but that's not even her first like fire song.
Come on, fam.
That's like a freebie track to throw to somebody.
Yeah.
That's one of her best songs. Oh, bro. Nigga's lying right now.
Go look it up, Ajayi, bro. Jill Scott. Tell this nigga, bro.
When she gets into
that spoken words and like.
Okay, alright, you're right. I'm tweaking.
Where's that shit at? I'm trying to find this one.
Walk the way. Someone in love with Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah, the way.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm tweaking. Yeah, nah. I don't want nobody to hurry up and try to attack me. I hope y'all keep listening. Don't just listen to this and press pause and start killing me. I forgot she was on the song Push. Yeah. Sunshine.
I'm gonna thoroughly enjoy this battle and I can't wait.
I still think Erykah Badu is smoking her though, but she does have some heat.
I think so. I think the Erykah Badu is gonna win too. I just don't think it's gonna be a smoke show.
Lauryn Hill can show up late and still smoke everybody.
No, she can't.
That's very true.
No, she can't.
She can smoke everybody with the Fuji records, and then the album is just golden.
Man, fuck her, bro. I'm tired, man.
Oh, this nigga fucking.
Bro.
I get his frustration, though.
Bro, she got one album, and everybody just be sick riding the fuck out of her, bro.
She really put out one album, she didn't even write most of that nothing shit. Else.
She didn't even write that shit, bro.
Regardless, that shit incredible.
She put out one.
No, ain't no regardless, nigga. Why she get a pass when nobody else does?
She pulled the Macklemore. She put out one album, got all the awards, and just stopped.
Macklemore, what the fuck?
But no, Nick, no, not with the quality.
I get what he's saying. Not the quality, but yeah, this the route. This the route. I get it.
She collect those Grammys and was like, "Well, I'm done.
Catch y'all later." Hey, still doing shows off that one out. Gotta love it.
Imagine Kanye West doing beats for Lauryn Hill, bro. Back in the day.
Oh man.
That shit would be hard. Oh man. I honestly don't know what else we could talk about right now. Erykah Badu and Jill Scott. That is definitely gonna be a good one. I'm excited for it. It's May 9th.
Real good, huh? Real exciting, huh?
So is Dre and Diddy gonna do that battle?
Fuck it. That's the most exciting shit. Nah, Dre... I don't think Dre's having it.
Yeah, Dre ain't doing that shit, bro.
I don't think he's doing it. Better than everybody?
Man, maybe so. And I don't blame him. Shit.
No, he ain't better than everybody. I don't know why
he ain't better than everybody. He get some people can give him a little run.
Yeah, some niggas can get that nigga, bro. No funny shit. Who? Some niggas, I don't know. Some niggas can though.
Or they can make it entertaining. It's not like he's just gonna run away with every like battle. The Diddy battle, he's definitely not going to just run away with that, especially with Biggie, because anytime Dre play a Pac record, he could just throw a Biggie record out there.
Yep.
But Dre don't even have to play any Pac records, though.
So?
Well, Diddy still got a bunch of others to play, too. I mean,
right. Diddy has his own shit. Like,
I hear y'all, but...
Nigga, fuck
that dude. That nigga has. He got 50 Cent.
So?
Nigga says so. All right, get in my conversation over. Where we at?
Biggie crushing 50 Cent. It's just throw Biggie track out.
50. That nigga got Game. That nigga got Kendrick. That nigga got Snoop. He has Doggy Style.
Yeah, but Diddy got Biggie, so that's all that matters, bro.
Fam, how many Biggie records are you gonna play? Is it just gonna be a straight Biggie battle?
Yep.
Yo,
whatever, dog.
Diddy has Jodeci. Diddy has Mary J. Blige. Diddy has what? Mace. He can play Mace records. A couple. That's fire.
Of course.
He can play some of the joints for Jay Z on there.
Yeah, bro. Dre is not running away with that battle at all. He's not.
I didn't say he was gonna run away with it, but I got Dre.
I Need a Girl part one and two.
Crazy.
What's Dre gonna crazy. Play when that come on? What's Dre gonna play when that come on?
I'll find it. Hold on.
He gonna play Superman. Fuck that nigga, yo.
Hell nah, man. I didn't got the Chronic and Chronic 2001, dog.
Fuck both listen, names, nigga.
Yeah, you bugging out.
Yeah, I'm lying. No, it'll be close though. It's for sure not gonna be no runaway.
Gonna be no runaway, but
nah.
I
don't think it's gonna be.
I got Dre.
Dre might win by like a record or two. If we just doing like 20 rounds, like you gotta really think. Like if it's 20 rounds, niggas just put their best 20 songs, bro.
But at the same time, though,
with that shit, bro.
But at the same time, excuse me. At the same time, I don't know. If niggas is actually going to choose their best records.
Yeah. Well, I think they would. Not, bro. Niggas like Diddy and Dre wouldn't fuck that up. Nigga like Manny Fresh. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, who set that battle up? That's all I want to know.
I don't know, dog.
Manny Fresh versus, what's his name? Scott Storch. Who thought that was a great battle, bro?
I didn't even watch that battle. I missed that one.
He got smoked so bad, bro. Niggas from Louisiana was turning on my nigga Manny Fresh, bro.
What records was he playing?
Bro, all he has is like fucking... Well, he got Hot Boy shit. That was the only round he won, like, convincingly. Like, literally. That's the only round he won convincingly. You all right?
I mean, what else could he play, though? T.I., Jeezy a little bit?
Bro. I'm not familiar enough with his discography. But all I know is Scott Storch started off with The Watcher 2, and I said, "Oh shit!"
Bro, what did he end? He ended with Dre.
He had it. He ended with Dre. Day, Scott Storch did.
Yeah, like come on, bro. The nigga put what song is that? We Belong Together. And he did that shit like in the middle of the battle, bro. It wasn't even at the end. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. That nigga, it was too much, bro. It was too much for Manny Fresh.
What song
Manny
did he Fresh do for?
Was looking, bro. He looked so like, he what like, Manny, damn, this wasn't my battle, bro.
What Manny play against the Beyonce records?
I don't even remember.
Probably some fucking, some BG or some shit, nigga. I don't know.
some bounce shit.
He said like, BG.
That shit nigga was getting smoked.
Bro, and you know what made me madder than that? Not even the fact that Manny got smoked, that niggas was caping for Manny after this shit. Well,
no, you want to know what was
Scott,
worse?
Scott had the hits, but Manny has the culture. Like, shut the fuck up with that shit, bro. Like, I get it. Niggas don't want to see the white man get the win. But come on, bro. He smoked the fuck out of Manny Fresh. It wasn't even close, bro.
And you want to know what's worse? Niggas was saying, Jaren, yo, you couldn't tell Jaren that Manny Fresh wasn't going before. Jaren swore on it, dog.
I don't know what he was saying.
He swore Manny Fresh was going to smoke that nigga.
He did get I must have not been in there for that, because I would have told him
to smoke. I didn't see that.
He said it, dog.
Manny Fresh?
He does like Manny Fresh a lot, so I wouldn't put it past him, but if I would have seen it, I would have been like, bro, you smoking crack, bro. Ain't no way.
That shit was hilarious just because in the middle of the battle, Jaren was like, dog, what the fuck? Just because he didn't feel like Manny was playing the correct records.
Yeah.
But
what could he play?
Scott Storch smoked his ass. He smoked his ass.
He couldn't really play anything for real, but Hot Boy. So what is he gonna play? Yeah. Stuff from him and Birdman album?
Bro, the nigga played Mahogany off the new Wayne album, bro. That's how bad it was, bro. He played Mahogany, bro. Which is like the best song on that Wayne album, but like it was garbage.
What Shy Girl Say to the Dream? Is that real? When he played Ezekiel's Will, he was like, is that real?
Yo, that's hey, I ain't gonna lie. That was probably my favorite battle out of all this shit. Or one of. I like the face of Teddy Riley, but I hate Teddy Riley's face. And the nigga was just making me mad because he was fucking up the connection so badly. But yeah.
Just dancing in the background.
Bro, the nigga had a whole setup and didn't realize his mic was the reason that the shit was like, that was having the, I forgot the term for it, but it was just fucking up the IG live. Like it was a whole echo and everything because he had all these mics on, a whole ass setup for IG live. Like, nigga, what are you performing right now?
Background dancers with a backdrop. Yeah.
Niggas in the back, like they playing a piano and shit. I'm like, bro, this nigga's nuts.
Niggas told him one. It was like, who gonna hold the camera for the rest of the night? Nigga,
Who gonna volunteer to hold the camera for the rest of the night? Or we can take turns. Like, nigga, what? Niggas is
the me and Son, they change the cameras.
Yeah. Drop the camera on the floor and shit.
Babyface is fed up, fam.
Yo, he said we could just do this shit another day, bro.
And then he never did it, right? And then he said.
They did it Monday. Yeah, they did it
Monday. Oh, they did it again? It didn't matter because
Baby got that nigga, so it didn't even matter, but yeah.
I still
want to
do one of them battles.
We need to do them in the chat. Yeah, niggas don't real. Battle. These ain't battle, bro. I'm sitting on top of the leaderboards, bro. I'm waiting for another nigga.
Number one, I was the nigga to beat you. Don't you have one loss? Hey, yeah, one, right?
Hey, hold on.
Here you go.
Let's talk about that bullshit ass loss, nigga. Because before this shit started, it was bullshit. Because I didn't know until round like 17 that niggas could use shit that Kanye produced. let the listeners know it was Hove versus Kanye. I'm thinking we just doing Hove songs versus Kanye songs because it's like. Jay-Z's not a producer, so that's why I'm like, okay, it's just Hov versus Kanye. So then I see this nigga put a fucking Kanye song featuring Hov, and I'm like,
what?
I'm like, wait a minute, like, why would you do that? Like, I thought we was doing Hov song versus Kanye songs. Nobody in the chat, like, telling me, like, yo, we can do this shit. Like, they just like, well, Jay-Z's on it, and I'm like, oh my god. So it gets to like round 17. I'm like, so y'all mean to tell me we can use songs that even Kanye produced? And nigga said, yeah. And I'm like, oh my god. So I came back on the nigga, and it came down to the last fucking round. All of a sudden, this nigga wins by one extra vote because somebody just despised me or some shit like that. It ain't have nothing to do with the song better. Niggas, I got cheated.
Yes, it did.
Nigga lost by. Hey, if my only loss is by one fucking
vote, was I?
Literally, I'll take that, nigga.
Was I in there? I wasn't in there.
Yeah, you were in there.
The Jay-Z?
You did.
I ain't battle. I don't think I was in there for that one.
The final round was This Can't Be Life versus Brooklyn's Finest. Sko, who you
got? Oh, yeah. I wasn't in there because I never saw that. Brooklyn's Finest, I
swear to God you were.
Oh, This Can't Be Life.
Bro, of course it is.
No, I know, of course, nigga.
Wait, no, no,
it was, of course. No, 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 no. It was not. Can't Be Life. It wasn't this Can't Be Life.
No. Who had which record?
I had Ye, but I didn't do This Can't Be Life. It was something else. It was not This Can't Be Life, nigga. But he did do Brooklyn's Finest. I do remember that.
It 1,000% was This Can't Be Life.
Hell no. There's no way I chose that as the last song.
Which one was it?
I don't remember, honestly, bro. It wasn't This Can't Be Life. There's no way I was that dumb to do that.
Because who was going first at that time, at that period?
Reek went first.
Oh, so I could see if you did throw This Can't Be Life out there and he threw Brooklyn Finest out. For the last round, Reek went first?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. Maybe I did. I don't know.
You did. I remember.
This Can't Be Life should have won. Fuck Biggie, bro. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, you bugging the fuck out. This nigga bugging. There's no way on God's green earth that This Can't Be Life beats Brooklyn's Finest. No way.
They got close too, man. I said, yo, I got close. A chance.
These niggas are stupid in that chat.
Yo, no, when we did the Kanye versus Just Blaze, bro, that nigga Tory was getting
snubbed. I missed that one. Yo, I missed that one too. What the hell?
You did.
I remember that one, I think.
That nigga Tory was getting snubbed out of some of them songs, bro. I said, I ain't gonna say nothing because I'm winning, but damn, this nigga getting hold out of this shit. Nigga tied up under the records, just in there picking the person that he liked more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me Tory. Do that. Give me Tory. Give me Reek. Like, no, nigga, pick the song, nigga. Say the song name.
Yeah, we definitely need to do another one. We were, and the last time that we actually did one, we were in the middle of, we were in the middle of Ross and Wayne, and it was 4-4. I was Ross and Tory was Wayne. It was 4-4.
Yo, I don't know what's happened. Like, niggas just don't do it anymore or something. Like, or as soon as niggas say it, niggas just disappear. Like,
yeah. What I really want to do is I want to do one on IG Live.
Really? I'm
hell
good.
Yeah,
phone down, nigga. I'm good on that.
You know how fire that'd be if like you can actually hear the record because it's different. You just seeing a screenshot of the record. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that record. But if you hear it,
hey, I got the setup for it too, nigga. So we good. I got nice ass speakers and everything to just be.
That's how boom. I want to do.
Hey, that's what I want to do.
Hey, listen, I'm ready at any time, nigga.
Put it on a pod Twitter page and then tell them to follow you guys' Instagram and then.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, we can really capitalize off that shit too. That's the crazy.
Hell yeah, I think that we could get a lot of people on that bitch.
Hell yeah. It's up to you. I'm gonna put a hat on for sure, but I'm cool with it. I'm putting a beanie on even if it's 80 degrees out. My hair is fucked. I'm good. Niggas ain't about to see that.
I'm coming to the battle like Hit Boy. You hear me?
Yeah, with the mask on and shit.
He had a mask on. He know he fucked up.
Hit Boy, I want to do one of those. I don't. What's up?
No, I was about to say Hit Boy was crying that whole battle, but go ahead.
Yeah, he was. But yeah, I want to do an IG live battle. I don't know what the shit will be, but
if you and Reek do it against like each other, that would be dope because it'd be dope for the podcast, really. Because it's like,
you can get
more people that's unbiased than in the chat because they biased as hell and they try to say they're not, but they are. It clearly shows. Yeah. And then you got other people that votes and we can, you know, watch from there and tally the score up.
We could do whatever.
I'm fine. I'm cool with shit. Just let me know.
We'll figure it out later. We'll figure it out later.
Okay.
All right, man. I think that's it.
Yeah. It's getting close to 3 for Jai, so you know how it
goes. Uh-huh.
Hell yeah. My girl gonna stomp me.
We ain't even get to play 2K, but you know, it's
all good. Let's jump right into the sleepers. My sleeper losses. I don't give a fuck how many times I gotta play it. That's fine. That's my sleeper, nigga.
Yo, my sleeper is Tory Lanez, Pain. I got two of them, Pain and Adidas. I think those are sleepers. I think the whole new Toronto 3 is a sleeper because nobody's talking about it. Yeah. I saw somebody tweet about Canada making good music, and they mentioned the Weekend Party and all these Division and didn't mention Tory. I'm like, he's from there. Like, what are you doing?
You should have mentioned Tory before the Weekend, but anyway.
Yeah, and he's buzzing way more than Division. He's got the quarantine, and then they offered him a show now. Like, come on now.
Yeah, niggas is tweaking for that. I don't know what's wrong with niggas. Pain and Adidas. Yeah, those songs are great. I love those.
Those are still very, very good.
I still play that project too. And that's crazy because lately I don't really play projects over a week. So.
My sleeper is Allah Sent Me off the new West Side Gun shit.
Okay.
That shit is unbelievable.
I gotta check that out.
Bro.
That's a good album.
Please listen to that shit, dog. That shit is so good.
Yo,
I will today.
Why did Jay Versace body the Versace song, bro? The production of it.
That nigga talented, dog.
Talented. He is talented.
That nigga talented.
Sometimes he be like acting like, I don't know, like something wrong with nigga or something.
He definitely a nut, but he talented.
I think they be acting that way to get the attention. Then they finally show their skill. Sometimes people do stupid shit for clout. Yeah. So.
It's working though.
Yeah. Lil Nas X is the same shit. Took the same exact shit, bro.
Is Lil Nas X going to fade off like Fetty Wap? I mean, but Fetty Wap had like bigger hits, but Lil Nas X got.
Whoa, no, he didn't.
You don't think he had? I mean.
But Old Town Road is like probably one the biggest song ever.
Diamond, but
it's the longest running number one ever.
Yeah.
I thought Rowdy beat that out.
Hell no. Nah.
Bro, so? Rowdy was number one for like a lot of weeks.
Bro, hold on. Nas was number one half the year.
We ain't even got to argue about it. I'm finna look it up. Hold on.
Oh, if the box didn't beat it, it had to be like 2 weeks off.
Yeah, it's Old Town Road.
And who's like second?
Longest leading number ones. Wait, this is retarded. What the fuck?
The second longest one is Despacito. Remember that the Justin Bieber joint? Okay.
Yeah.
And then the third one is One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men.
Yep.
But Old Town Road leads with 19, and the next most one is 16. So he's got everybody by at least 3 weeks.
Yep.
Let me try and see Roddy.
Roddy
was 11, and there's a bunch of 12s, a bunch of 14s. And then 16, 16, then 19. So, All right, I'm out of here.
That's impressive.
Oh, shit. What's up?
That's still impressive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. All right, let's get especially, up out of here.
Especially to be like, because he don't make Billboard music. That's not a Billboard song, you know what I mean?
Yeah. At all.
So that's super impressive.
It's the beginning part. It's so catchy.
The number one song in the world say I'm a 2020 president candidate. I'm gonna put 100 bands on Zimmerman shit. Like he like rapping about killing and all that like that shit.
Yeah. That's not a Billboard song, and that shit was like number one for 11 weeks. That's extremely impressive.
He's talented
for sure. All right, we can get out of here. We definitely gonna talk about that IG Live battle. I want to get that shit cracking.
Get on 2K tonight, nigga. Don't forget.
I'll be on 2K. We could run twos again.
All right, bet.
Yes, sir. All right, bros.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Yes, sir.